Hey folks, I'm Dan Wilson and we're here with another episode of Churn Bites. And I'm here today with Brian Kapolikov. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Dan.
So before we dive in, can you give us a quick intro, who you are and what you're about?
Sure, absolutely. So my name is Brian Kapolikov and I'm currently the CEO of Churn Assassin. But before that, I started a business back in 2009, Verico. It was a B2B SaaS company, and we specialized in HR and learning management systems for kind of mid-market organizations.
Sweet. So tell us a little bit about Verico. What's the story, and why was onboarding the topic of this episode such a big deal for them?
Absolutely. So Verico, it was founded originally as kind of like a corporate intranet system, and it rapidly changed into a very large application. Everything on the HR side, from payroll to scheduling to employee management, benefits, you name it, and even on the learning management side with training tracking, learning management systems, classroom training, skills testing, and more. So because the application was so big, it required our customers to go through pretty exhaustive onboarding experience. And we were finding that these customers, they just were having struggles getting through the onboarding. Sometimes our onboarding would last 8-9 sessions, each session lasting about an hour. So it was an arduous experience for everyone involved.
Wow. So lots of stuff to cover. What was it about the onboarding experience specifically that was such a hurdle for them and caused all the problems?
So a lot of different aspects, as you'd imagine. So different companies wanted different onboarding approaches, but essentially we all consume information differently. Some consume better through audio, listening. Some need to kind of get their hands dirty and things of that nature. But essentially, there was so much content in our onboarding that needed to be delivered to the customer so that way they could adopt the platform and kind of be advocates of the system and become ultimately super users of the application. And in order to reach that level, they needed to have this information in order to be able to utilize the system. So it was a lot of time involvement, but also learning. And I don't know if you've ever sat in a college classroom for more than 2-3 hours at a clip, your brain starts to check out, and that's not good for anyone. So we had a lot of obstacles kind of present themselves as we went through this onboarding process, trying to figure out where in the process could be improved or efficiencies gained.
Okay, so you're throwing a lot at them. There's a lot to cover. They're struggling to take it all in, and 8-9 hours of training sessions, and they're having a hard time getting to value. So once you saw the issues, what was your plan to take it on?
So we iterated, like I said, a bunch of different times. We tried a lot of different things. Some of these iterations, some of them worked marginally better than others. But ultimately, we needed to find a way to try and really accomplish two things. The first thing was to deliver an onboarding experience the way that the customer wanted. We found that some of our customers wanted a virtual onboarding through webinar and Zoom, and that worked really, really well for some, but for the other folks, it didn't work at all. They felt disconnected. They wanted someone on site with them at their location, sitting right next to them to be able to ask questions to and point to the screen and say, what is this? How does that interact? And so we had that obstacle, that key business objective of how do we make sure that both of these groups can get the onboarding experience that they want. And then the second one was, how do we shorten the onboarding experience for the folks that couldn't spend 8-9 training sessions over the course of a month with our onboarding team? How do we condense that down into a shorter time period? So those were really the two objectives that we kind of ran at full steam to try and improve our onboarding experience.
Yeah, so on one hand, you're letting customers kind of pick the format that's really going to work the best for them. And then on another hand, you're taking a look at your own processes and seeing how you can condense them down and make them shorter. I'm curious, like if you zoom all the way back out, after you implemented these changes, like what was different about the business?
So we noticed shortly after identifying these areas in onboarding that we could kind of tangibly fix, we noticed a lot of really positive things. Number one, we noticed our client adoption rate grew exponentially. We had more champions using the product. And these folks, they referred other folks outside. So our a referral network group. We also had clients that got through the onboarding process and they stayed with us, right? So we no longer had the high turnover within that 90-day sweet spot period right after onboarding stopped. And that was a big problem for us for a long time, was within that 90-day period, clients just, they wouldn't adopt the platform, and ultimately they just would cancel because they never adopted it. So our adoption went up, our social network went up, and our champions grew.
That sounds pretty fantastic. I'm really happy you shared that with our audience, and looking forward to more conversations with you in the future. That's it for Churn Bites this week, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks so much, Dan.